More than a dozen states are responding to the president's call to expand their children's health insurance program for low-income families. It's known as CHIP. However, California, the most populous state, is cutting back. This comes as California's program is reporting record demand for coverage as more parents are losing their jobs and, along with them, their health insurance. From Capital Public Radio, Kelly Weiss reports.
Pa Lore of North Sacramento and her husband make less than $48,000 a year to support their two daughters. This means they should qualify for California's CHIP program, Healthy Families. So last week, Lore went to a local agency to enroll her four-year-old daughter.
She doesn't have any health coverage, and I'm trying to enroll her in preschool. And so in order for her to start preschool, she needs to get her immunization shots and her TB tests and stuff. And so that's why we came here.
But Lauren and her daughter Perseus were turned away. She says she doesn't know how she'll afford a doctor's visit.
Probably going to either not take her or either just wait to see if there's something, you know, another program or wait. I don't know. It's hard.
To help close a $26 billion budget hole, the state is poised to make significant cuts to Healthy Families. To prepare for the cuts, the program froze enrollment last week. But since the freeze went into effect a few days ago, more than 14,000 children, like Perseus, have tried to enroll and instead been put on a wait list.
Let's give the injection in your right arm.
It's a busy afternoon at the pediatric clinic at UC Davis Medical Center. This teenager is not enjoying a chickenpox booster shot.
Okay, relax your muscle.
Sorry, y'all.
Dr. Richard Pan is a pediatrician here. He opens a refrigerator and points out some of the vaccines kids must get to go to school.
Actually, let's see here. This is our MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine here.
Pan says low-income parents use Healthy Families to cover the cost of vaccines. He says without insurance, it's an expensive proposition.
My guess is that you could end up easily spending $350 to $400 if you were paying for a physician's regular checkup and the vaccinations associated with that for school entry.
Low-income families can go to community health centers for discounted or free shots, but these clinics are already overextended due to their own budget problems. Many have scaled back staff and hours of operation. This has left limited resources for the increasing number of people flooding through their doors.
Who would have ever thought we'd be in this position?
Jennifer Kwan enrolls children in Healthy Families. She says the freeze is embarrassing, especially because President Obama just reauthorized the CHIP program. This reauthorization guaranteed the feds pony up as little as $2 to as much as $5 for every dollar a state spends.
When President Obama came down with the federal reform, I mean, it was just kind of a celebration in that he got it and he understood what the needs were of the different communities.
But there was no choice. That's what Leslie Cummings says. She's the executive director of the board that oversees Healthy Families.
Unfortunately, the California state budget is just in a disaster.
So she says cuts have to be made. The question now is, will the enrollment freeze be enough? Cummings says there are about 1 million kids in the Healthy Families program right now, but she worries they soon might have to start pushing some of them out of the program. That's because tonight, lawmakers are expected to vote on California's overall budget deal. The deal includes cuts that even Healthy Families hadn't prepared for, maybe as much as a third of their current revenue. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.